This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Kamala Kengusnezi, this one is called Izulu on MUT Radio. Bengingubani, gizengi ketwe. Tabe bengafanele, kodwa unkulunkulu ngikhethile. Unkulunkulu ke mase khethile kuba kanjalo. What a beautiful song, man. As we welcome our prof. Prof. Nokuthula Sibiya on the other line. She's joining us in studio just to speak about her namhlanje. Prof. Sibiya, thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Siyabonga kakhulu, Prof. Amen.
Yes.
Sikufake ingoma ke gospel because this is really
good. Bengingubani.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I love Nezi and the message behind it.
Yes, Prof. Because sibaningi, but there are few are chosen. Kusho njalo.
Yes. As a person with a strong faith, in fact, whenever I pray, I do my midnight prayers, that's exactly what I ask God. Who am I? And out of all these people who applied, what is it that you saw in me? And then I say, I give thanks to the Almighty. I give you all the adoration and the praises. Amen.
Amen, indeed.
Yes.
Wow, Prof, you are now... Today you are Prof Sibiya, but ubungengo Sibiya before uSibiya. Prof Sibiya, wakabani sibongo, maiden name.
I was born by isithole sakwaNdlovu, uGajeni kuyamenyathi. Ah, umbongo uzingelwayo uma wami loyo. Waseganela ke kwaMajuzi. My father is late. He passed on in 2006. But uMandlovu is still alive.
Oh, wow.
So, ngokuzalwa ke ngamaJozi.
NgamaJozi. Oh, uzalwa khona eMlazi.
Born, bred, and buttered at Mlazi. Ngangena ngafunda first year. Atam nangifunda great, just like you. I'm a 2Ks. Ngafunda first year, ngafunda second year. Sasingashilo to second year, sasithu second year.
Second year.
Yes, standard
is,
one
up great,
until standard 10, ngaphuma sengiphuma evuku zakhe. So, ngumfiso ukuzimelela emlazi kwaJay. That's a station.
How was it like, Prof, ekhaya, nibangaki, with your siblings? Do you have any siblings? And how was it like growing up, nje, emlazi, lokshin, back in the days?
We are four siblings at home. I am the eldest. So obviously, mumdala, you have to lead by example.
Oh, yes.
Sikhala kakhulu kuwena, mina ngiyalazi iphini. Lokubonda uphuthu ukukhala la ekhanda. Kuyigeza kanjani izitsho? Bazobonelani laba abakulandelayo. Ngithi ngiyagobile, ngiyakoroba sikhala isicathulo la emva kwami. It was quite interesting growing up at Mlazi Township. I must say that I experienced firsthand socioeconomic challenges of township life. Sikhula singena ama resources. Ngiyazazi ingane ifunda manje. They have access to computers, they have access to laboratories. Mina, I did biology, actually life sciences and physical science up to grade 12. But in the school where I went to, we did not have laboratories. We did not have computer lab. I always say, I saw a computer for the first time when I landed at the University of Zululand to study nursing. By the way, I'm a nurse by profession. Getting a bambi mouse very kitchen. And then I would always call for assistance from a subject librarian. It's when it's such a sack, what happens is fine. We control and the two mouse. So we made it. But we made it. You know, Makuman Abantabash, I always say, where you come from should not determine your destination. It's the vision. It's your vision that must determine your destination. Aw mina ngikhamukem love. Aw mina ngikhamukem jondolo. Aw mina ngafunda ekoleni zasemlazi, blah, 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 blah. That doesn't matter. If Umlazi, at Umlazi, Umlazi can produce a woman verse, I always say to young people, then you can also do it.
Yeah.
Let's not capitalize. Let's not use excuses. Let's not come up with excuses. Because I made it.
Wow.
Coming from Umlazi, the dusty streets of Umlazi. Yes.
And at the time, Okula, let's say now you are at Evukuzakhe High School. Who are you looking forward to? Like Lomuntu Bugela again? Like actually, I really want to be like that person.
I do not have any particular person in mind, but all successful women, I use them as my role model. Those are the people that I looked up to. I admire women. I admire women who are there. Women who, despite all the challenges, they are there.
Yes.
So for me, I always say, "Hey, mangafana naluwa mam." You know, how I got to end up training as a nurse.
Yes.
It's because napakachele ngakulala kona mlazi. Our neighbor, she was a sister. She was a nursing sister.
Oh.
I've been trying to message over KPI. You know those nurses?
Oh,
nurses
yes.
Before,
oh, back in the days.
I've been in the
days.
Hey, Masebe Hambakut, shoo, I'm a painting horse. And the way the nurses, and the way that mom used to walk, she would carry her body like a nurse. You think, Mangi Nakuna, and you get hard to find another mama. Hey, okay, Nganga. And her shoes and the cape that she used to wear, I used to admire her. So those are the women that really inspired me to be who I am today.
Yes. And Prof, you went on, as you are saying, Guti, you were inspired by that woman to go to Zululand, University of Zululand, to study in nursing. And I know a lot of people usually say, no, back in the days, you had no choice. You were either a nurse, a teacher, or a lawyer. Was it the same with you, or it was for the love of umsebenzi obuhlengi, guys?
You know, with me, it's quite different. I did indicate that when I grew up, I experienced firsthand socioeconomic challenges. Must indicate to good that's where I developed a deep connection to my community from a very early age. So I was a very caring person. I used to actively participate in my church, where we'd have my projects, where we'd go and during weekends, so as to serve the needy ones. So the nursing me, it was inspired by the deep connection that I had with my community.
Mm.
You know, if ever it was by default, I wouldn't have studied nursing up until my PhD level, because my master's was in nursing. I had an option because I completed my standard 10 very early, at a very early age.
Mm.
I would have changed my mind when I arrived at Zululand, or even after completing my nursing degree, which I meant this is not what I like.
Yeah.
But because I love giving back to the community, caring is within me. Even when I studied further, I continued along the lines of the nursing profession up until I completed my PhD. So for me, it was not because the only options we had was be poisa, nurse, umeli, or no mutisha. But with me, it was, we always say, nursing is a calling.
Yeah.
So I'm a witness of that. But for me, it was a calling, not because I did not have any option.
Ended up usungena kwa academic prof and but probably uge wayana kwi industry wasebenza eibhedlela. Let's speak about that after this song ka Iron and Dance ethi Hlomani Izikhali. We are eager to know ukuthi how was it like to work esibhedlela. More of that after this. We're speaking with Prof Nokuthula Sibiya on the MUT Radio. Do enjoy the song, Prof.
Fonilinde, tanyaze. Yeah.
Kengu Ayanda Danzi. This one is called Shomani Zikali, featuring Christian Fellowship Ministries on MUT Radio. Hey, Nilinde Ntandaze, and we are speaking now with Prof. Noctula Sibiya. I'm sure she's one of the people, abalinda, bathandaza, while waiting for his day in Pilenzake. I said, Lexona, Prof. Yes, Prof. Let's now go to you working as a nurse. Okay, wasebenza as officially as a nurse, or you've always been an academia?
I did indicate at the start of this conversation that the only young person who will survive and who will be prosperous is a young person with a vision.
Yes.
So having a vision now to be a nurse. So on completion of the training, because I was amongst the first group that was trained at a university, and it was with some nurse trainer in nursing schools that are attached to the hospitals.
Yes.
Like Edinburgh, you know, King Edward, or Prince Michael, and so forth.
Mm.
So when they had started introducing the nursing program, a bachelor's nursing program in my universities, I was in the third group that undertook training at a university. And it was 3.5 years, so which means I completed June of the fifth year, because I always complete my programs in record
on time. Wow, shout out to that, Prof. We are inspired, eh? Yes, Prof.
So when I completed Baga fifth year, because we had a buffer, why choose to focus on that? Because it was part of a retention strategy. What happened when you said that I'm in Pumula especially? Umangfika call, and then I was placed in my clinics. I was 7 and 6 months. Believe you me, I realized with no man, who bedside nursing is not for me.
Okay.
I still want to be a nurse, but not bedside nursing.
Mm. Yes.
You won't believe, I resigned. I've just completed standard 10, the university. I'm now ending the salary.
Ish.
But I forfeited my salary because I had a vision in mind. And I was chasing my vision. Nothing worked. This is not for me. We are still excellent because it's good.
Prof, at the time, you don't have a plan.
Sorry?
You didn't have a plan, or like a second option of what you want to do that will give you the same amount?
I wanted to be a nurse. I did not want to be anything. But remember, there are so many avenues for nursing.
Mm.
But it was with nurse, also calling for my special, my nursing school, and so forth. No, there are so many avenues.
Mm.
So, Gabo, look at me, a bedside nursing. It's not for me. I resigned, went back to study full time. But we are shining away.
We
are the man. It's a salary. Not no man. It's a salary for me.
You had a vision.
I had a vision. If you are myopic, I'm a shaka bugala. I'm a clear coni canala. Mina, I was there. I resigned. I'm talking to Azal. I'm saying, this man shaka nabit. Hi, guys. I'm a shaka nabit. So then I'm a kagala. And so forth. Bashele pelela. So when I resigned, I pursued further my studies in the nursing profession. Because I love my profession.
Yes.
But I studied nursing education and a degree, nursing education and nursing administration, that would allow me to be able to be a nursing lecturer. Because South African Nursing Council, some of our professions are regulated. Nursing is one of the regulated professions. It clearly stipulates that in order for you to be a lecturer, you need to have a full qualification in nursing education and a full qualification in nursing administration.
Mm.
So I did that. That I can survive. You have a support from the family. it's very important. Now, very supportive parents. But we have found that we feel that we support you.
Yes.
But I again, at the union, I full time honors. So I did honors in nursing. Then again, I left Zululand. Then you work a little bit lecturer. So I only worked only 6 months.
As a nurse?
As a
bedside nurse.
As a bedside nurse.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. And from
Zululand. My apology for the neck and cough.
No problem, Prof. You did.
So, That was the start of the journey of being an academic. I think you can learn from this in Montebello. The training of nurses happens
in nursing schools,
at the nursing colleges that are affiliated to hospitals. So, I can learn in Montebello Hospital, go to the nursing school. I can learn for only 5 months. I resigned. Fortunately, I got the opportunity to be a lecturer at Prince and Shirley Hospital. So I was a lecturer at Prince and Shirley Nursing College for 9 years.
Oh, wow.
So these are immigrants, expatriates, abilities.
Yes.
And whilst I was studying, whilst I was working at Prince and Shirley Nursing College, I registered for my master's at UT. On completion, but a Saturday, I resigned at Prince and Shirley.
Then
I joined CET as a lecturer.
Yeah.
That was the start of my journey as on leadership. Because Anshalanga immediately I registered IPSC. That month I was appointed as the head of department at nursing, which I served for 7 years or 8 years. Then I was appointed as the executive dean of the whole faculty now. I had 11 departments that were reporting to me.
Yeah, at Durban University of Technology.
From radiography, somatology, chiropractic, homeopathy, dental, emergency medical care, 11, spread across two campuses in Durban and in Pietermaritzburg.
So you said
it saw something in me. We cannot keep this person as an executive dean. So before I completed my 5-year contract, I appointed as deputy vice chancellor teaching and learning, where I was tasked to provide strategic direction on teaching and learning. So I was responsible for 34,000 students. Yeah. Now, all our departments that were spread across 6 faculties that were spread across 7 campuses. It was a mammoth task.
I can imagine.
Remember, I get appointed when the country is on hard lockdown, state level 4, May 2020. It was not easy. Was not easy because I was thrown in the deep end. That's in general. So first of all, develop a plan for teaching and learning. When the country is on
lockdown.
Level 4, that meant there was no contact. It was remote teaching and learning. And I've never done that. And
it's the first
I cannot
time ever.
With my direct reports. I had 6 executive deans who were reporting to me and 5 directors, 11. So I had to meet with them virtually to develop a plan. It was not easy, but I made it.
Wow.
And then after spending 20 years, I get done by a contract here, I'm going to do teaching and learning. I felt too good to know, man. Let me move on. And yet when you exist, and that's the opportunity availed itself. Post was advertised at MUT for DVC research, innovation, and engagement.
Yes.
That's when decided, well, I'm a researcher. Maybe I need to share. Okay, during my stay at MUT, I received many accolades. I received many awards as the best faculty researcher, as the best supervisor, postgrad supervisor, as the best publisher, as the best, as the senior researcher of the year. I cannot tell. And nazo njalo lama awards. I remember the man. I was rich.
Hey,
I remember one year I collected almost 200,000 cash straight to my pocket.
Wow.
That we had to chow not for research purposes. To a yako, it's either your vagasha or noma wenzani, straight to my pocket.
Mm.
And 2018, just to reverse a little bit.
Yes,
whilst I was the executive dean, I got promoted as a full professor at UT, and then I was rated. I received my first rating at NRF.
Wow.
And later, before I left, I received my rating, NRF, my second rating. So I'm a scientist. 2018, it was a wow moment in my life when I received a phone call that I have to attend an award ceremony that was organized by the Department of Science and Technology. And I received an award as the best, as the South African Woman Scientist of the Year at national level.
Mm.
80,000, straight to my pocket.
Wow. Hey, prof.
80,000 to my pocket.
Wow.
That was a wow moment for me, receiving a national award as the Woman Scientist of the Year at national level. I'm telling you, I had to do media briefings. I cannot tell how many.
Yes.
To celebrate my success as a woman scientist. By the way, this is a mess.
You haven't left your field.
So it was quite exciting for me. And then that's how and I ended up joining MUT as the DVC, RIE. So that's a little bit about my journey.
Wow, Prof. You know, we are inspired, and I'm sure Futhi, all the women out there, whether base Vukuzakhe, whether base DUT, UniZulu, Prince Mshiyeni, Emangosuthu, all these departments and institutions, also asebenzele, I'm sure they are also inspired, Prof.
Oh yes, they are. Mm. You know, I always say, don't burn the bridges. Even when you move, don't burn the bridges. You may never know. You know, as part of the recruitment process for the research position, I had to do a presentation to the MUT community, FM. I'm sure you were there.
Yes, Prof.
You will not believe it, because there are staff members from my previous employment who were there, who said,
wow.
Prof, we'll be there in your office, we'll come and pray for you, and we'll be there to support you during your presentation.
Because
If ever I was not a good leader, if ever I was arrogant, if ever I was fired from my previous employment, I wouldn't have had that kind of a support.
Wow.
So they joined me. They were there when I was presenting to the MUT community. Again, that's something else that I always share with the leave a legacy. Wherever you are, leave a mark.
Yes.
Hey, but we miss you. You know, we want to follow you. I always get phone calls from people who want to pursue their master's and PhD. But Professor Sibiya, we want to be supervised by you. Unfortunately, you cannot register at Mangosuthu because there is no PhD. Okay, Prof, but we are registered at XYZ, but we want to be supervised by you. You know, that's the kind of an academic or a leader you should be.
Wow.
People must chase you. You know, based on your performance, on how you conduct yourself.
Wow. No.
Yeah.
We are really inspired, Prof. And just two questions before I let you go. Firstly, you went through all these institutions. What kept you going? And at the end of this conversation, at the start of this conversation, you did say, Uguti, you had a vision, but I'm sure there were challenges. While looking at that vision that you had, there were a lot of obstacles on the way. What kept you going, Prof?
What kept me going? It's where I wanted to be. You've indicated that. Along the way, I always talk of big rocks. You know, recently this year I was invited by Health SA, which is an NPO, that usually offer capacity building workshops to academic to women academics who aspire to be in leadership positions. I am an alumnus of that HESSA because I attended in 2011 when I was still the HOD. So now and again, they invite me to come and give talks.
Yes.
This year, I shared with them which, along the way, as women academics or as women leaders, we are held back by the big rocks. But let's try and break the chain and move forward. And remember, as women, we always put in triple, if not beyond triple effort in whatever that we do. I always say a higher education environment was made for men. It favors men. Mm. So if ever, as a woman, you get the opportunity to occupy any seat, and then it was when we was old. I'm at your desk, maybe Puma or 4 a.m. and food that eat a man news, a movie TV when you are seven.
Yes.
Because that's the kind of environment a seven that you're if I could share briefly with you, if you still have time.
Yes, yes, Prof, definitely.
We have 26 public universities in South Africa and only 6 women VCs. Only 6. I am the 7th one. I've just joined as the 7th one. Since 1994, we've only had 20 women VCs, and there are universities that have never made any effort to give the opportunity to women to leave the university. There's only one university, and unfortunately, it's my alma mater, University of Zululand, that has appointed 3 women VCs. Amanye, they've not even attempted. Amanye, even if a woman is appointed, she's only appointed for 1 term, second term, Bamkujus, Bafagin Dot. That's the kind of environment we are exposed to our higher education.
Eesh.
So, but I have hope that now that we have a woman minister in higher education, I'm sure it's on top of her agenda.
Yes.
Which she must address this iniquity.
Yes.
Because Uhulumeni talks about 50-50, but it's not happening in higher education.
Mm.
So, challenges are always there. Some are even man-made deliberately so that you fail as a woman. But I hope, and I have hope that I will get the support that I need from the entire MUT community, because we want to see MUT growing. We want to see MUT moving to greatest heights.
Yes, Prof.
So all I'm pleading for is that we all join hands. It's not for me. It's not me alone that would make things happen at MUT, but we all need to join hands because MUT is always on the media for the wrong reasons.
Mm.
Student, RS,
yes.
That time, I want MUT to be on the media for the good reasons.
No, thank you, Prof. Thank you so much. And you are a very busy woman. And from now onwards, futhi sazoba busy nangakumbi. But in your spare time, free time, Prof, do you rest or you go out with family? What do you normally do on your free time?
My free time, I know people often say I read newspapers. I don't read because I read a lot.
Yes.
I prefer to go out with friends. When I say friends, you will not believe it. Some of my friends were my students.
Oh,
in
wow.
My phone, I have supervised 33 PhD students. I have graduated, in fact, not supervised, because I'm still supervising.
Yeah.
I have graduated 33 PhD students. I have graduated 62 or 63 master students. All of them are my friends. They're on my phone.
Wow.
I just scroll and I phone maybe 3 or 4. I said, hey, what are you up to? Let's go out.
Let's go out.
Yes. So that's how I relax. If it's not with my family. Unfortunately, boys are boys. I do not have a girl. So They do not want to be seen to be mamas boys.
Yes.
So in most of the time, they decline. And my husband is also a very busy man.
Mm.
So the people that I go out, it's either my church friends, my fellow congregants, or my friends. And in most cases, these are my
students.
These are people that I've crossed paths with, because I always make sure that I maintain the friendship that I've had with my postgrad students. So wow. I just go out. This afternoon, I'm going out with some of the ladies.
Wow.
You know, chillax and relax. So that's how I relax during my spare time. I love going out.
Wow, that is lovely, Prof. Before I let you go, you're busy and prepare for outing Yako with the ladies. It's Women's Month this month. Your message to all the women, particularly those in higher education.
Yes. I want to say let's do away with PhDs. When I say PhDs, I do not mean the qualification, but pull head down syndrome. As women, let's support each other. As to learn, if there are opportunities, let's support each other. So that when opportunities are available, we are ready to take up the position. As I indicated, the ratio is still skewed. We are still far from reaching equity. But we will, if ever, we also begin to support each other. Believe you me, I'm a male, I'm a daughter, they support each other.
Mm.
Not if ever we do that as women, and we support each other, and again we study, because opportunities will avail themselves. But if ever you do not meet the minimum requirements in terms of qualifications, in terms of experience, then you will miss opportunities. And I want to assure all women at MUT, Uncle and my daughter Bani, I will give them my 110% support.
Yes.
Especially during this month, because of the Skulumange Women Empowerment. I know there are plans. MUT will be celebrating Women's Month, and I hope all ladies at MUT will join and will attend those events, because we have exciting conversations about us as women.
Wow. No, thank you, Prof. Looking forward to that. And thank you so much, Prof, for your time. Unfortunately, says Pelis can say it, but really appreciate this kind sako. Ube right, man, nagwe flu, and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you so much.
Siyabonga. Cool.
That was...
This is an MUT Radio podcast.